AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
So we're asking everyone to remain calm.
Pennsylvania's Tom Wolf is among the Northeast governors who has declared a state of emergency. Blizzard conditions are expected starting tomorrow. Louis Uccellini is director of the National Weather Service.
Blizzard watches have just been upgraded to a blizzard warning for the Washington, D.C. area. And we now have blizzard watches out extending up into New Jersey to just southwest or right towards the New York City area.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory declared a state of emergency. He has more than snow to worry about.
With lower temperatures, that sleet and freezing rain will accumulate as ice, making the roads very treacherous and coating trees and possibly having an impact on our power.
New York and Boston are expected to get snow, not as much as Washington, D.C. Tornado watches and warnings are up now in parts of Louisiana and Texas. That is part of the storm system moving to the northeast. Russia's ambassador to London is disputing a judge's report that Russia was probably involved in the murder of former Russian agent Alexander Litvinenko.
The length of time that it took to close this case in this way makes us to believe it to be a whitewash of the British special services incompetence.
The judge says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the plan to kill Litvinenko. He died in 2006 after drinking tea laced with radioactive poison. The Air Force says the condition is not known yet of the pilot of an F-16 fighter that crashed in Arizona. Luke Air Force Base officials say the jet went down this morning in rugged terrain in a remote location. Diane Stout pleaded not guilty in Missouri today to fatally poisoning her husband and son with antifreeze and attempting to kill a daughter over a 14-month period. Wall Street stocks remain higher, the Dow up 152 points. This is AP Radio News. All schools are open in Detroit. Yesterday, a massive sick-out by teachers kept students at about 85 schools at home. The AP's Corey Williams is in Detroit.
There have only been about a handful or so sick-outs. Last week, about 60 schools were shut down. Yesterday, there were so many schools. I think there were a total of 88 schools that were shuttered. And the district has filed an injunction with one of the courts to try to keep the teachers from missing school again.
Teachers are stepping up protest against Michigan Governor Rick Snyder's plans for Detroit schools. On the campaign trail in Iowa, Hillary Clinton says Bernie Sanders lacks foreign policy credentials.
Sometimes it can sound like he hasn't really thought it through. For example, he suggested we invite Iranian troops into Syria. That is like asking the arsonist to be the firefighter.
Sanders and Clinton are locked in a tight race for the Democratic presidential nomination leading up to the Iowa caucuses. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.